Sarah Sadibus. I haven't found it, Mr. Reed. Give me 1 second. I still don't know the answer. But what is the answer to this question?
No, it's
probably
go through
popular. 1 second. Who knows the answer to this question? You guys are supposed to learn this thing.
It can't be said during. It's got to be said afterwards.
You shouldn't say it says at a certain time. The Ramah dafka biyachid mutalam asaras adibus b'chayal. Aslam b'tzibu. That's what he means. The Ramah shouldn't say it says it's b'tzibu. Okay. Has bear. The reason, you know the reason for this is? I should have mentioned you. I forgot. Don't think it's too important.
How does
Ephraim
work?
Ephraim's worth 5 points. Okay. Next. I apologize. I left out the Ramah. I apologize. Three reasons for Netilas Adayim is because your hands should be clean for Shacharis, your Briya Kadosha, and Ruach Ra. Gimel. You can't say Asaras Nevis B'tzibu because, and the reason is they're afraid of Tarumas Hamin, the Gemara says. That they'll say that that's the only part of Torah means anything. That's why. What's Gimel? Gimel is, there's three coolers. Hold on, let's see what the three coolers are. I mentioned that you should be Mak with the Chachamim, but I didn't go into the details. Any Mak, Lo Kli, three things. You don't need a Kli, Ramah. Don't need Koach Gavra. That's number two. Koach Gavra means you need human force to put the water over you. And Shadvar. No. What does Shadvar mean? What does it mean, Shadvar? Less than Revius. That's what the Mishnah rules, less than Revius. All right. Next, number five. Askaras Hashem. We went over it. According to the Makaba, every time you say Hashem, it should be Hoya of the year. According to the Ra, four. I'm sorry, I left out four. No, three. We just said three. Guys, wake up. Three. You can be Makel. You can be Makel even if you don't have the things to suit. What are the three coolest?
No Kli.
No Koach Avra, and no Revius. Next. Question number four. You have no water. What do? I mentioned this before. You wash your hands in something which is cleansing and abrasive. And according to the Mechaber, you make a bracha of Al Nekius Yadayim. I mentioned the Mishnah Berurah. Some say you should take Al Netilas Yadayim. And some say you don't say any bracha. That's not found. That's my own addition. But officially, that you have to know. It's Machlokas with Nekius and Netilas. The Mechaber is Nekius. Nekius. Mishnah Berurah calls Netilas. Right there. Five. Shem Hashem, the quote of the Mechaber, it's always Hoya over the year. According to the Gra, it's always simply Adnos except for Krishna when he agrees. Vok, six. Alakai Neshama. No Baruch. I gave you the reason of the Mechaber because it's Birkas Odah. Birkas Odah doesn't have to be Smuch of the Mechaber, that's that reason. And some say. 1 second. It's Smuch of the Mechaber, of Asher Yotza. Asher Yotza. Not because we put it in the Siddur, but I'm sure I didn't mention it. I should have mentioned this, really. In other words, in question number six, some say the reason is not, there's no Alakana Shema of the Sada Baruch, it's after Asher Yotza. That's why it's better to say Asher Yotza before. I think the article has that way, I think. I think Oscar is one of the few students, I think has the way, I'm not sure. Asher Yotz. The first answer is because it's a Birchas, that's what I mentioned in Shir. Birchas Adon, that's neither as the Smuch of the Chavetah. Nope, I made a mistake. Oscar does not do that. Oscar has Asher Yotz, followed by Birchas Atorah. Oh, yes, no, I can love my Birchas of the kind of Shema Khan. Oscar at least has an insert. Most of them don't have an insert. We can ask this either way?
Yeah. Anything to do with the connection of the mafia?
Some say it's with a mafia, correct. Okay. The guy who's a genius knows that.
I wrote it.
You wrote it.
Oh. Over there.
That's a correct answer.
I'm not a genius.
Some say it's smooth as a mafia. That's why it's, yeah, really. I think one of the Rishonim says that. Whatever it may be. Stop. Next. No politics here. When do you put on the film called The Rush? I left it out because no one does it anymore. I apologize. The rush to put on the tefillin after Ozei Yisrael Begvura and before Ote Yisrael Besifara. Forgive me, I just didn't bother mentioning it. You didn't before the chafe. Next. Number 8. That was 7. Number 8. The machlokus mechaber amor, as we went over a few times, the mechaber says you only make a bracha of laniach tefillin, only one bracha per day, unless you speak in between. And according to the Ramah, you always make 2 brachas. And what do you bracha? What about on Shorosh? What do you do? According to the mechaber, you make al mitzvahs. According to the Ramah, you make 2. Fine. Test. When you take off your tefillin, according to the mechaber and according to the Ramah, so the mechaber says after kedushas of olat zion, the Ramah says we mentioned you have to wait the 3 kedushas and 4 kadeshim. They're different girsos. Some say it's 3 kedushim and 4 kedushas, and the Mishnah Berurah explains kadeshal after olat zion. What's kedusha? I think baruch was a kedusha. Baruch Hu and Kadosh and Kedushin Shemon Esrei and Kedushin Volatim. Next. 10. Oh, he writes right handed and everything else he does left handed. Then he has to fill in the drum roll. Vayer. So according to the Ramah, since you write right handed, you put the film on your left hand. According to the Mechaber, there are 2 dates. One says you follow the Ksiva because what's the Be'er? I gave you the Be'er. I even got the Be'er right this time. The Be'er is, if you hold Kshat and Mechsaf, it depends upon Ksiva. If you hold Yod Kea, it depends on Shar Masa. You put it on your right hand and that's according to that sheet. Next, Yud Aleph. Rashi, I even mentioned this. I never mentioned these things. I happened, somehow it came out of my mouth by accident almost. But if you know what to do with you, I'm making filler. But I happened to mention them. According to Rashi, Kadesh, Vayim Shemoa, Shema, what did you say? Kadesh, Vayim Kiviyacha, Shema, Vayim Shemoa, according to Benatam, Kadesh, Vayim Shemoa, Kadesh, Vayim Kiviyacha, Vayim Shemoa, Shema, Havayas Memsa. That's the way to remember it. 12. When does this man begin? Bishayakir. What's the Mishnah Berurah Hesper? The Hesper presumably is, let's look at what, as I'm talking, told them people are sleeping. Let's take a look. What's the reason? He says, yeah. Adzman Azeh, your face is going to fall asleep, because most people wake up at that point in time. Next. 13. That was 12. I didn't get this, but I'm sorry, you should be on your own. Mishayakir, from the time you can see between your friends 4 hours away and recognize it. And the reason is that's when people start waking up. I apologize, again, I didn't get everything. I didn't write the beginning, so I had no idea what was going to be on it. Next. Yud Gimel. So you have to first put on the shoyad and then the shorosh, and you take off the shorosh and then put and then the shoyad. What's the reason for all this? So it says, and it says, I don't know if I mentioned this one, why must take out the shorosh first? Because it says, v'hoyu kol zman sheyiyu be'enecha yiyu shnayim. Oh, if I didn't give that, so whatever. Next. The question now becomes tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. We all know there's a dispute about this. Mechaber says no. The Ramah says yes. What's the explanation? Whether Chol HaMoed is an oath or not an oath, it depends upon Yisra Malacha. And what is the Mishnah Berurah against the Ramah? Ramah says to make a bracha. And then Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a bracha. Okay? Next. You go to Simon, that was Simon Lamed Aleph. Now we skip to what? Simon Lamed Dalet. What's Lamed Aleph? What's Rebbeinu Tam? What's Rebbeinu Tam? Went out of order. I don't know what happened over here. Next. Tezvo. I have Isha Ksheru Lichtov Tfilin. This is almost, this is most notice. I don't know. Yeah, I did. Could be. I forgot. A woman, as we know, is potter from tefillin. That we know. And as a result, she may not write tefillin because she's not a bar kshira. I guess I did mention it. She's not a bar kshira. Where did that come up? Kosvei tefillin. 1 second. Here we go. Isha may not read. Not, oh, hold on a second. Similar to Tessus. Oh. Or mumol avodas gilulim. Mumul Avodah Zara, 1 second. Menah writes tefillin. Huadin, in Mumul Chal Shabbos of Farhesir. Mumul Shal Averis, he's not considered Mumul Chal Torah Kula. That's the Hachis. So what's the answer over here? If it's Mumul Echol Averis of Trefis, if it's Mumul Hachis, the answer is his puzzle. Mumul Echol Averis. An Ishak share the. Okay. So, Muma to each other, the Travis. If it's Lahakas, it's possible. If it's the Tayavan, it's Kashim. What do you do if you have Kadosh Kedusha between Tfilin Shayar and Tfilin Shorosh? What do you do? Nothing. You just, you can't answer. Where is this? Which symbol is that in? Is that way back? It's not out of order. What symbol is that in? Question number 16. Wasn't that earlier? Question 16. Well, didn't that come up much earlier? And I'm trying to go in order here. I'm trying to fool me. This is a devious exam. Unbelievable. No? Isn't that much earlier? It's not the speaker team? Here we go. It's way back in Simon. 1 second. Chav, hey! Can't do this to me. He has over here. This is a question. Simon Lamed Tes goes back to Chof Hei. Shalok is Sidron is possible by filling the Zuzus. I could do this thing. Anyway, well, the Mechaber says himself let's set up to fill in Kaddish Kedusha. You're not allowed to say anything. Shosek v'shomea u'mechaven l'masha omrim. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the this listen is considered enough of an aniyah to be yotze, but not considered to be a hefsek. 1 second, please. Cholamoyed. Oh, cholamoyed. What do you mean cholamoyed? I mean, that's why it's later on. It's cholamoyed. I don't know. Cholamoyed, we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah's maker to say, Amen yeshmeraba kedusha bracha and amen. But he says, afterwards you should remove the shayat from its place. To be havayach l'shtayim. I'm sorry, goofed that one up. But Mishnah Berurah in Tchav Heis of Kut and Lamed Vav. Next. Yud Zayin. The woman wants to put on tefillin. What's the din? Bayar Hashaila. What wants? What the question? Or what the answer is? So we explained that she can't do it because Ena Zahira. Aye. So what does it mean? This is a male chauvinistic remark. So we explained that no one can be careful. But if those who are chayav, those who are not chayav, shouldn't take any chances. 18. We mentioned that if someone Rachmana L'Sanas and Avelus, the first day of Shiva, there's no tefillin. We paskin, it's true, even in a case in which the Misa was the day before. If someone died on Tuesday and is buried on Wednesday, so on Wednesday you don't put on tefillin the entire day. So we paskin, halak, come in. Tuesday, for sure, you're an Enos. Right. But on Wednesday, if you're an Avelus, you should not put on... No, that whole day no tefillin. Tisha B'Av HaMincha. The second half of the question. No, we passed it now. Tisha B'Av, yes. Maybe Mendy, you got a psak of a different Rav who said that if it's the Kvura and the Misa, two different days, you should put it on the afternoon. That's Samari Tats, is that way. I mentioned that during the Shia, that most people don't accept that. Next. 19. Oh, come on. I said, so this is what you put on the afternoon. I didn't mention about Chodosh. is a relevant factor. We'll talk about it in the summertime. That upon Chodosh come on the second day, you shouldn't put on until when they come. You should put on early. All right. Tefillin and mezuzah. It doesn't show up tefillin first. Where is that? We saw it. It's not no gayer to us. Baruch Hashem, people have enough money. Where is that similar Shulchan Aruch? Who could find it for me? Filled in the mezuzah. No, hold on a second. Give me a minute. 1 second. Oh! Lamed Ches, going out of order. It's tricky. Hatzal, tefillin, mezuzah. You buy tefillin. Finished. Mr. Shibagufo. It's a higher Kedusha. But, Mr. Brewer adds, if you can buy tefillin, since you don't have to buy tefillin all day, it's close to the Magen Avraham. Buy mezuzah and borrow tefillin. Chaf. You have a tick, a bag, which you mask it for tefillin, you put the tefillin there one time, and you put a sitter in it. Well, it's a pet. Sitter. Here's the issue. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, something called Kedushas, Tashmisha Kedusha, and it's called Azmenei Vitzorbe. That means you designated and you actually used it, then you're not permitted to use it for anything else. There are more ads. Hisnala Mitchila Becholinyan Hakol Shari. So therefore, if you have in mind to put in a sitter from the beginning, you may put in a sitter. But I'm not sure where to find this. Should be in the Mishnah Berurah somewhere. Hold on. How come it's on Mishnah Berurah?
Oh, good job.
1 minute. That's the din. I can't find it, but that's the din. Okay, please grade it and hand it to me.
Leniently.
Very leniently.
Partial word.
Partial credit. Every coolie you can find, you can throw it over here. Okay, gentlemen, when you finish this, we're going to start the Masechta Gittin again. We're discussing a Shita Saramba, but I want if there are two issues over here. One issue which we spoke about yesterday at some length was Shita Sarambam as cited in the Ran verbatim. That's Perek Tes in the Chus Gerishin Halacha Kafei that we spoke about. However, I want to talk about for a moment the Mishnah Lemelech's distinction, why he rejects it, and why there maybe three or four other reasons why we should accept it. Let's chazer again. The Mishnah Lemelech, in his attempt to reconcile not only Perek Gimel Nichus Gerishin and Perek Tes Nichus Gerishin, suggests the following distinction. He says it's wrong. He says, well, maybe we should say a distinction between the case in which the Yichud / Pius / Bia, we don't know exactly what is going on in there, took place before the Ksiva, which is no good, and when it took place after the Ksiva, when on the level of the Raisa, it is good. So therefore, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey, when the Rambam says, Mi shenichtav gedli goreshes ishto v'nimlach v'lo girsha v'nisyach harima achash ksavo, lo yigar shenev osa get pan acheres shirtu v'garsha, v'im girsha v'osa get ha'yoshan, v'yizu v'gureshes, v'chinas v'lo l'chadchila, shere nichtav l'shmo, Nahare Nosan La or Nitan La Ata Ba'edan Kilchasa. And the Chatchila is a question of Gita Kodal of No. So the Mishnah Lamelech, oh boy. The Mishnah Lamelech says, Yire Be'ena Vilidaktek Vilavavo Yavim, Te'en Lechalek Ben Shinichta Liachar Ayichud, Ben Nichta of Kodam Ayichud. Proof. Ketel Alecha. Shekenu. Rabbeinu Zal lo chilek shan bein shiyoda abal shen esyachet shlok savu lo yoda. Umidibi harav amagad zal shom shechilek ve'af agav deged yoshe no tinasa lechat chila shani hasem she'osa masa hanesina achara yichud aval kan lo osa shemasa achara yichud ad kan yesh lumot nami v'nostan l'shlich lo locho lo licho v'n esyachet kevin shlo osa shemaisa achara yichud Bitl aget, umali bitl ashlichus aksiva anasina, umali bitl ashlichus anasina, vishneya meget botl. There's no distinction whatsoever. So the Mishnah Melech, if you have eyes and a heart to see and to understand, you'll see there's no distinction. Ay, and Tomar, loma kosev rabbeinu dino sham, kishalo nichtav kodam ayichud, perek tes. Lishminin revusa da filuk savu kodan shen esyache in esyache ben taim ben ksivul in esina lo yitnu. Why do they say that? Yishloma de nafet tuva Tafilu chaza v'asam shluchim echadash v'ingin shnesinasa lo mahani dibishas ksivaso nichtar shalo b'shlichuso u'bata legame v'ena takana v'duk. So Mishnah Melech says, although you might have thought pshat in the words of the Rambam is a distinction between whether the yichud before the ksiva v'efes is not true, and the logic is compelling, says the Mishnah Melech. If the reason why it's no good is because you're mevatel the shlichus, who cares if you're mevatel the shlichus before the ksiva or after the ksiva? Either way, until the get is given, you can mevatel the shlichus, and the get is no good midaraisa. Ad kan divrei Mishnah Melech. But as I said yesterday, the fact that he takes pains to debunk this theory indicates to us that there must be some substance to it. Somebody must have said it or suggested it, and indeed, there are a number of poskim coming after the Mishnah Melech who wanted to uphold this distinction. One of them is a sefer called Imre Moshe. Here we go. Siman Yud Ches of Cotton Hay. Could be you maybe even mentioned this a long time ago. Imre Moshe says that, again, I want to tell you, I'm going to quote you three different Gedolei Achronim who say this, and they're going to all say it for what I call, consider to be technical reasons. Not fundamental, conceptual, but technical. Imre Moshe, you may remember, a long time ago, we spoke about the sugya of Mili, back in the sixth parak. So Mili means, the way we saw it at that time, that kol zman, nothing is in your hand, you're not even labeled as a shliach yet. Although you were appointed to do something, until you have something in your hand, the shliach isn't fully chal yet. So the Meroshi says as follows. You want to know, the fear over here is that there was a bit la shliach. So we shouldn't be paranoid. Who said there was a bit la shliach? The chazaki was a shliach. We should follow the chazaka, the status quo. Says the Meroshi, it's exactly the point. According to this theory which the Mishnah Melech rejects. If the get was already written for sure. So once the get was already written, at that point in time it was written, she was the shlichus was valid. So now we say there's a chazoka. The chazoka is as a valid shlichus. We're not going to sit and worry that maybe there was a bit less shlichus, and therefore the get can be given. However, if there was a potential bitl before the ksiva, so although the husband appointed Mr. X as sofer, Mr. Sofer appointed Mr. Sofer to write the get, if there was a bitl, potential bitl shlichus before the ksiva, turns out, really, that Mr. Sofer never was a shliach, never became a shliach. Why? Because Mili lo mimsu a shliach. I mean, until something is in his hand, he's not really a full shliach yet. You have the ability to write things, of course, on behalf of the husband, but the full measure of shlichus is not effective until there's something in your hand. Therefore, we cannot apply any principle of chazaka. You have to worry that it was a bit laget. So just to review briefly, what the Moshe says is, no fundamental distinction between before ksiva and after ksiva. In both cases, it could be a bitl. In both cases, there might not be a bitl. But, de facto, if there was a cheskas shliach gomor, we're not going to worry about a bitl. That's where there was a get in his hand, where he's fully a shliach, because there's no more mili. If there's no get in his hand, you have to worry that perhaps there was a bitl. Ad kan, the sefer Imre Moshe, simen yudches, sif katan, hey. That's answer number one to explain this. Answer number two. These are the technical answers which are given. We saw yesterday a sefer called the Marcheshes. Beautiful sefer, Marcheshes. From the Gedolei Hador from Vilna. Okay? It says like this. Remember what he said yesterday? That the problem why it's not going to be the Oraisa is because although intrinsically the Psul is the Rabbana, since we know that whenever there's something which is no good with the Rabbanon, we have to worry that the husband never meant to make him a shliach. I'm not making you a shliach to make me a get possible with the Rabbanon. So the shliach is bottom of the male, it remains bottom with the orais. Says the Marcheshes, that's true as far as the ksiva is concerned. If the yichud with the wife before the ksiva renders it as a get possible with the Rabbanon minimally, once that happens, then, by definition, what is he going to do with this get which is possible to Rabbanon? What's he going to do with it? It's useless to him. So therefore, the nefek shlichus is bottle, and the get is therefore bottle mid the oraisa. That's only true in a case in which the get hasn't been written yet. Why should he have the get written, you know? He wants to pitch a perfect get. they charge money for a get. He doesn't want to pay the money. I don't want the right to pay you money for an imperfect get. So therefore, the shlichus is bottled in effect mid-orais. However, once the get was already written, and it was written behekshah, and the expense has been incurred, so now it's a matter of giving over this get or not. So then it depends on the following situation. If I can give her the get, and by giving her the get, shall be mugureshes, and there will no longer be any strings attached to me, then it's a good idea. Give the get. So the nesina is not a perfect nesina. So what? I'll be sever the relationship, and it's great for me to just get it done, get it over with. It's nichole. When is it not nichole? One of two cases. Either it's a suffix psul, so it's only get me suffix, or it's a psul of the rabbana. In both cases, by giving her the get, it's basically pointless for me. You know why? Because the Gemara has, we glossed over, we're going to come back to it. When I say we're coming back, usually I've been good so far. We glossed over the Gemara, by Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes. It's Chayev Mzonosel. Because I give the Gabe, she's still attached to him. And therefore, if he gives her a get, which is the Pasul of the Rabbanon, or Suffolk Pasul in general, he doesn't gain anything by giving her the get. After he finishes giving her the get, she comes back and says, okay, now support me. So what kind of support you? I gave you a get. This is a Suffolk get. The Motzim Yechavel of Araya. No. The Gemara is over here, not Ayin Dalam, and out before the Mishnah. Kol Mokom, Mishamro, Chachamim, Megureshet, and Megureshes, Baalo, Chayev, Vimizono, Seho. Because if I give the Gabe, she's stuck with him. So therefore, since this is the case, the get is no good for him. If the get is no good for him, so then it's going to be bottle midoraisa. But if it's only a slight little problem, a get yosh, something of this nature, then the get is kosher midoraisa. Yeah. Presumably not. Otherwise, be nichol to get a second wife. Presumably not. I don't think he can marry anybody else. Okay. So that's what it has. That's how the Machesh explains the Gemara at Yudchesem and Aleph. One second. Yudchesem and Aleph is a yichud called Get Yoshin. Get Yoshin is kosher in Daraisa, says the Machesh. Why? It's not ideal. It shouldn't be given over. No. But the yichud took place after the Ksiva. So listen, I want to get rid of this woman. I don't have any more financial obligations. So I don't have any connection with her. And although it shouldn't be given, but if they gave it on the right level, it's good because I'm really happy. Get rid of her. Good riddance already. Enough. But if it's before the ksiva, then he doesn't want such a shlichus. He's paying good money. He wants to have a perfect get. That's how the Marchesh is, again, a technical distinction between bitl before the ksiva and before the ksiva. Again, similar in effect to the Imre Moshe. Imre Moshe is going on halachic grounds. Do you say merely it is a chazaka, he wasn't the battle it, or there's no chazaka, so you have to michosh v'bitl? That's Imre Moshe's lomdish way of saying it. And the Marchesh of Balabatish way of saying the same thing is that it's before the ksiva, he probably wants to be the battle it, because he wants a picture perfect get to be written. After the ksiva, it's ready, he has to pay the money for the cipher. He'd rather give it already, as long as it's only a b'diyevedikah. The other is going to be kosher, and there's no suffix psulma de rabbanan, there's no psulma de raisa, no suffix de raisa, and I'm rid of her, no chiv mezonos anymore. Although it's a get yosher, she shouldn't give the chatchila, give it already. It's only possible de rabbanan, there's no bit lashvichas. That's what he says. Now, third and finally is the Torah's given. Explain the distinction which Mishmelech rejected. The Mishnah of Melech suggests, no, we're off that for the moment, we'll come back. All we're doing now is defending the distinction which the Mishnah of Melech rejects between Bittul before Ksiv and after, which could be a Pshat in the Rambam.
Why did the Mishnah of Melech write it up to show?
Maybe it's Pshat in the Rambam, maybe. He says, well, it's not true though, but these people think it is true. Now we have the Torah's,
They think that this is a good
explanation. It's a good explanation. Yes, it's a good distinction. It works, could even work with just Pshat in the Rambam. Now the Torah's Gittin is found on Lamed Beis, Tos de Damasco, Hossel. He quotes a Gemara Daf Chavav. Rabbi, so let's turn to Chavav. Because it should have been in the Mamar Thomas, really, but okay, a few things were left out. We'll have to see them afterwards. Daf Chava, make a note. Daf Chava. Amid Beitz. You should know this a little bit from the Magad Mishnah, which I assume you all saw by now. That was the main Mishnah, the Magad Mishnah. Magad Mishnah quotes around Ban on this daf, and even mentions the Gemara what's going on. What does the Gemara say? An interesting Gemara. The Gemara is in the Chavav Amid Beitz, about two-thirds down the page. Ha'om me kis v'get la'arusasi. A man says, right, I get from my arusa, my betrothed. L'chishe echnesena agarshena eno get. V'yam ula matam zeyre shem yomru gita konon livno. Major problem which Tosfos raises. What does eno get usually mean? Eno get, what does it usually mean? No good, not mashter, zero. In Rambam speak, it means even midaraisa. In Gemara speak, maybe it could be even the Rabbana too, maybe. Because the Gemara is not, the Rambam gives klolim in his excuses of language. But Eno get is certainly no good even with the Evid. Here, get Yoshin, we know, is only a problem of the Chathila. Tosfos says the kasha right away. What's going on over here? Tosfos lech shech nesena. Tosfos gives an interesting answer from Rabbi Natan. Get Yoshin is yichud v'yalva. We don't know if there was a beer. But here, the kinsa, gorat trei, the vadei ka beer. So vadei ka beer, so they said, presumably, but the Rabbanan, presumably, that it's eno get. Comes the Torah's Gittin and says, no. The Rambam got his famous Yisod from this Gemara. Where the Rambam get his Kiddush Neira, that there could be an assumption when there was a Yichud slash beer, there was a bitla get, eno get, he got it from this Gemara. Because Gemara says, eno get. And eno get should be taken at face value. Means of dindo raisa. I'm going to read you the lashon of the Torah's given because I'm going to argue. So I want to read it first. You shouldn't accuse me of hiding something. He quotes the Rambam, Tov Tes Chapeg, and he says, should the give the call of no? Lo Omar had time to came and shekinsa uba. Hari bit laget. The Rambam said. So Mama, she's stuck. Look what he says. Oh, thank you. Va'karach tzarach lomar. The time echadu. This is a chiddush neira of the Torah's given. The habal bevadai mevata laget kidei. It's talked of as protecting the integrity of his future offspring. But it ends up, in order to protect their integrity, he's certainly about to get. Ulefizeh, Yeshnomar, Dimishazu, Kormabez, Hotzi Arambam Dinzeh, Diyamasham Enoget, Dimashad Dimizorais Enoget. Mashenken to get Yoshin, after economic Zerazu, Lo Kamarak, Lo Yagarish, from Kirish Tinasei, and the Vade the Kavonas Hashasu the Khan Eno get Klal, Mishum the Hach Tama the Aval Eno Rots the Garish on Baget Umevatale. That once we're afraid of Gidkol the noise, Mevatal the get. Kuzel Gamken Kavonas Arambam Bakalvachomer Shakosim to get Yoshim. Hear what he says. We had a whole dispute what the Kavachomer was from. Since you don't have Rambam Baal Peh, open the Ran, and we'll see the Kavachom one more time. And we'll see how we have the Akotzeh al Akotzeh Mamish as to what the Rambam meant with the Kavachom. Unbelievable, Akotzeh al Akotzeh. So the Ran, when he quotes this Rambam on page 84, refresh our memories. Rambam Perek Tes, line begins towards Perek Tes. Kavachom Radvarim. What's the kavachomer based itself? Basing itself on the Rana discussion. What do you mean? What kavachomer? Shmait nikol lemechas lekiddushin. Uvidin shalom lekol lemechas lachi. What do you mean kavachomer from a case where you can worry about kiddushin? So the Torah is getting saying, no, Ron, you got it all wrong. The Rambam's Kavachom is based on a case of get yashan. The kavanasa, what's his kavanah? The Rambam, look what he says. Palabat shepshat. The imanu choshesim the beer. They get yashan. Avshem esaro achakach made a mesira. For like a chashash bittul, like a chashash the rabbanon. We say not to get married with the get yashan. We saw yichud, we didn't see bia. We're afraid of bia. Even though the worst case scenario of the bia is only a chashash of pagam of lad. There's no chashash of bittul. Why not? Because he himself with his own hands gave the get over the alias, the Magen Mishnah said. Still, we're fearful that the yichud involved the bia. He calls again the yesh lachush le bia. The makom bika chashash bittul. Kishahu midoraisa. So all that kavachom is not, doesn't mean it's the same case. It means if we're afraid of a bia, where the worst case scenario is the rabbanon, kavachomer. Why is the rabbanon? Because he gave the get himself afterwards, as the Magen Mishnah said. Kavachomer, we should worry about a bia where the possible consequence is the rabbanon, is the oraisa, namely where the shliach gave the get afterwards. He didn't do anything. That's what the Kavachom is according to the Sefer Torah's Gid. This is again an Aflamid base, and the Gemara is based on Avchavah. The problem is Rabosai, it's a great shot, it can't be. Part of it can't be. The idea that the Rambam based himself on this Gemara is Alaniya's idea, impossible. How do I know? I'll tell you how I know. I was trying to find where does the Rambam quote this Gemara. So I looked up Avchavah, I looked at Ein Mishpat, blank. But luckily, Ten Gemara is found in Yevamos. I looked it up. Ein Mishpat. Guess what Rambam is? Mamish in front of my nose. It's Perek Gimel Lachavav. I read it to you. Perek Gimel Lachavav. Okay, this should have been also in the Mamakom. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. Omarak Omar Lasof Ksov Get Laplonis V'Yia Imi Lechisha Esa Enag Hashenabo. Meanwhile, she's single. Hasn't even married yet. How like this? He hasn't even married her yet, and already now he's planning a divorce. Talk about a prenuptial. I mean, this is, unbelievable. A prenuptial divorce. V'nichta, forget what's written. Unasa, and he married her. V'girsho, sure enough, he came through and divorced her. Ain't no get. Zip, zero, zilch. The get is nothing. Why? May shalom hoyasa bazgeirish and imenuk shenichta v'get. Because she wasn't married yet. Woo-hoo! The Rambam is saying that it doesn't matter what the soul fight in mind. We can have brain waves at the soul fight in mind. It's how Pialoch are not called the Shem Gerishin. Why? Because you can't have the Shem Gerishin if you're not married yet. It's like Amon Yavamas, the same Daphne base. And that comes to Agamar. Aval Omalok Sov Oso La'arusasi. He had betrothed them already. Lichisha esa ena agarshena v'kintza v'girshabo kosher. What do you do with this guy? Shugana. He's betrothed to a girl. He writes a get. Right? Says that I want to give the get over to her after I consummate the marriage, after the nisuin. And he does it. Shugana. That's a valid get. A valid get? You call this a valid get? What happened to the end of Get Yoshin? Get Yoshin, what's going on? Get Yoshin. Keep the kernel of no. So the Kesef Mishnah has this kasha. This case. What do you mean? What are you doing here? This Rambam's case. He said to us, set an Arusa. He tells him, write me a get for my Arusa. When I marry her, fully marry her, be with chuppah, would be with the whole story, then I'll divorce her. And he doesn't. Makes good in his prediction. He doesn't.
So what about people aren't going to think that they...
What do you mean? They'll say, give the kernel of not. They'll say that... Huh?
Everyone knows that. Everyone says we can't have the field.
I haven't thought about that. Ooh, Chaim. Meridik. Rip Chaim. He gives a gewaldige teret. What does give the kernel of not mean? Couples are married for 5 years. And now it gets been written and given over. Okay? And now, later on, the get surfaces, and you look at the date of the get, and look at the date of the birth of the child. Doesn't add up. So therefore we'll say that this is born out of wedlock. But over here, it's not going to add up. It's true. because the ksiva is going to be at a date and the child will be born 12 months later, for argument's sake. What are they going to say? They're going to say, hold on, Chazer, a minute. Hold on, one second. What you meant, Chaim, was that they're going to say that the get was normally, what we're going to say, the get's given was given, and subsequently the child was conceived. But what you say, Chaim, here they won't say it. Why won't they say it? Because at the day of the wedding, the date of the get is written, they haven't even been fully married yet. So they'll see something is fishy. Yeah, but you can't get the get from an arusa. I withdraw my compliment. Forgive me. I mean, you're a great guy, but I don't think the tarot's going to work too well. They'll say, give the color of the law. No, here too. Let me read the Kesef Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Karo was a great man, no? That's what he has to say. No. Can I first read Rabbi Yosef Karo? Then I'll take all your questions. Zok the Halakha Kesef Mishnah, it's Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. Das Rabbeinu Kedas Rashi Zal, Shekosav, that the get is a valid get in the Zgarash of a Tinosevo. Avolo to Zgarash Bolachat Chilo, to mid the get Yoshan, the Mechat Taim Aninu. Uvahod, I mean in the Perek Kola Get, Eino Get, that was the Torah's given made a whole to-do. Ain't a get, right? Hainu lomar to lo tzitzkarish v'olo chatchila. For listen to the Gemara, hochi muchach, tamo ula, matam, gizera, shemem, give the kodam, no, to mashma, to mishum gzera, to lo meika dina, was a kosav rabbeinu, v'kintza v'gir shabu kosher, lo kosav yochol l'gar shabu. He said, post facto, the garrison is good, kosher a get, and she can marry the chatchila. But ideally shouldn't have been given. It's a classical case of get yosha. Ad kan, the heliger kesef mishnah. Let's read the Rambam one more time. Aval, omalo, ksov also la arusasi, lichashe eso eno agarshena, vikinsa, vikirshabo, kosher. So the kesef mishnah in the Rambam took the word eno get, doesn't mean it. Eno get's only the Rabbanon. So isn't it the get, Torah's get, and eno get is the Rabbanon got it from this Gemara's Doraisa. So the only answer could be as follows. It all depends, according to the Torah's get, who gave the get in her hand at the end? Here, in our case, where the Baal gave her the get, the Gir Shabo, he gave her the get, it's kosher, it's mikra, then it's kosher, it's only a problem of get Yoshin, which is only the Chatchila. When the Rambam understood the Gemara, which is Eino Get, you can't tell that Eino Get means to get Yoshin. That's ridiculous. Eino Get means it's in Daraisa. So what's the case? So that's the Rambam will answer. If he himself gave the Get over to her afterwards, to Magad Mishnah. If he himself gave the Get afterwards, we assume there was no Bitla Get, and therefore the Get is a valid Get. However, if he didn't give over the get. So Shliach gave over the get afterwards. It's bottled with the Raisa on the assumption that there was Bitla Shlichus. And therefore he says, the Rambam got it in this Gemara, Chavava Bidbeis. Because the Gemara does use the expression, take a look one more time in the Gemara. The Gemara does use the expression, Chavava Bidbeis, Eino Get. He says, don't give me this business, Eino Get, as the Kesef Mishnah said, it just means get Yoshin. That doesn't fit in well with the words. So the Rambam says, when it says Eino Get, it means it. Let's chazer again. Lush in the Gemara over here. Oh, my kids will get like get. Aye, the Rambam Paskins, the get is kosher. You'll have to give this severe distinction. So when the Gemara said ain't no get, what kind of cases are talking about the Torah's given when he didn't give it? Somebody else gave it over. Shliach gave it over. Whereas the Rambam says kosher, well, he gave it over. A little severe. I have to admit, it's not so far, not so glad. But one thing did emerge from the Torah's Gittin, that the Kavachomer, which you saw back on that Ran, is not a Kavachomer from a case where it was Kiddushin, which is the Ran's Kasha. It was a Kavachomer from the Get Yoshin. That's an extreme. That's such a kirchov mizrach mimayrov. Get yoshin is not only is it. According to the Ran's case of Sufik Kiddushin, the Shiril Sharav is the rise of new Kiddushin. The Torah's Gittin's understanding, it's come from a case which not only is it not a Shalom with the Raisa, it's not even a get possible with the Rabbonim. It's just that you shouldn't give it the Chatchila the Rabbonim. So what's the Kavachomer? The Kavachomer is very nice in Balabatish. This is the part I like best about the Torah's Gittin, which is the Kavachomer is Balabatish. We know there was no beer, it was only a Yichud. Do we assume there was a beer? Do we worry about there was a beer? That depends, says the Torah's Gittin. If we're afraid that there may have been a get, there may have been a bia, where the worst case scenario is a psul de rabbonim, but it's not really a psul, to give the kodim of no. Kavachomer, we have to be worried that there was a bia in a case in which it would lead to a psul de araisa, right? Which is a bit like get. Because we assume the bia itself is a bit like get. Ad kan, the Torah's get. That's what he says. Again, the lashon of chavav is not so good. But that's what he says, and I'm still bothered with one piece of language of the Torah's given. Because again, this is my big problem over here. He says, "Kavachomer," this is the lashon of the Torah's given. "Kavachomer," the yesh lachosh lebiya b'makom dika chashash bittul. He keeps using the word yesh lachosh, but the Rambam's words were unequivocal and unconditional, and he said, "Ain't no get." Everybody until now, that means the Torah's Gittin from his perspective, and the Macheshes with the Meimash, all are saying, get, because we're fearful, it was a bit like get. But what bothers me is the expression, ain't no get, sounds like it's unequivocal, absolutely 100% sure that there's no get. But how can I explain it? So let me give you a radical suggestion. Oh. Before anything else, please turn to the Ran again. See the words inside. How the Torah's Gittin obviously learned the words of the Rambam in a somewhat different fashion than everyone else learned. You said before, don't get Yashin. Look over here. The Rambam's Lashon was, look carefully, please. It's the last one on the line. The Kavachom Advar. Im haget shen nosan lo liyodo. Kishen is yachet imon nisal haget. The Ran read it as follows. He already gave her the get. Subsequent to that, he was Mesiach Arima, and therefore Nifsal HaGet doesn't mean Nifsal HaGet. It means there's a new Kiddushin. That's a Shverikai in the Rambam. If there was a get followed by a Bia, would you use the expression Nifsal HaGet? I wouldn't. The get was not Nifsal. The get was shined with 100% kosher get. Only what? He remarried her. If a man divorces his wife and remarries her, so the get is puzzled. There are cases, you know that. People get into a big fight, and they get divorced, and they remarried. No? Meisim b'choyom. Not b'choyom. But meisim. Okay? So you say that the get was possible, the first get? No! So why is this expression nifsal again? Says the Torah's get, and that means you read it this way. Im haget shenosam lo liyodo, kishen es yachet ima. I would add a word of explanation in modern Hebrew, mikvar, or kvar. Kshinis yachadim kvar, preceding the beginning of the get, nifsal haget. I don't mean to change the girsa. I mean, that's what the Rambam means. Im haget, again, one more time. Im haget, nosam lo liyodo, kshinis yachadim, means beforehand, nifsal haget, shemabal, kavachomer, etc. So therefore, we can think Torah's Gittin didn't spell out that he's against the Ran and how you read that, how you simply put the phrases in the Rambam, but it's clear that they're disputing it very seriously. According to the Ran, the words Shinisyach Arima are subsequent to the Nitin Laget, the other, and according to the Torah's Gittin, it's clearly referring before Nasan the other, right? Nasan the other Shinisyach Arima, but not that he will, but he had already been the Siach Arima. You see the line? That's the last one on one line, the next one on another line. The Nesiach Anima means he had already been the Nesiach Anima. Adka. Now. So I want to suggest, Rabosai, that although there are three interpretations we saw within the Rambam, how to explain why the get is certainly bottle. We mentioned the Chassam Sofer yesterday, we had the Marcheshes, we had the Imre Moshe, all these people. I want to suggest something different. Totally different. Totally different. And my whole Rambam is based upon a Cholam. It's a Cholam. I had a dream. We had the Rambam, which we spoke about in Shir. I made a Ha'ara based on a certain expression. And it came back to haunt me. What Rambam said, you recall, we were speaking about the word, whether the word is Nasan, whether the word is Nitan, right? That whole discussion. But in that same Rambam, there was another word which we asked yesterday, what's it doing here? What's it doing? What's he throwing us in here? We didn't understand what's it doing here. Otazoi. Excellent. Rambam's expression is, in Perek Tes, Halacha Chafei, he says, am I get... No, the wrong star. Gimel? Gimel, hey, I'm sorry. In Gir Shemosa get Yoshem, Hariz the Mugureshes, Vitinos Molachatkhila, Sharei Nichtav Lishma, Vare Nosan Anitinla, Ata, Be'edim Kilchasa. Why is the Rambam telling us over here there was Nichtav Lishma? What's he saying? What's he coming to exclude? So Aniyas Daiti, he's coming to exclude a case in which it's nichtav l'shma de facto, but not nichtav l'shma de jure. Which means the cipher's brainwaves, may I say three things, he had this pulsating music in his head, l'shma, l'shma, l'shem gerishim, l'shma, l'shma, l'shem gerishim. And then the tape is, the bongos are going, and the neon signs are flashing, l'shma, l'shma, l'shem gerishim. And he's going, yeah, and he's singing out loud, Lishmo, Lishmo, Lishem Gerishim. As he's writing the whole thing. And it's still not Lishmo. We got that. One case right over here. Where he wrote the get before they were married. The next halacha. Halacha Vav. It's considered to be Shalom Lishmo, even though he's the guy writing Lishmo. It cannot be a Lishmo in this kind of a case. What entered my mind is when the Rambam is saying over here in this particular case, where the get was written, I'm going back to my Mishnah of the Melech Sinch, where the get was written before the Biyah. Right? That's the case over here in Gimel Hay. The get was written before the Biyah, the Pashas. And then there was a Biyah. So we say it's good. Why? Sherei nichtav l'shma vin v'rei nosan l'ata b'edem kilchasam. It was nichtav l'shma. And also, so there's not to worry about this. There's not to worry about the bittul. Fine, all things fine. But the implication of this, if the Mishnah Melech distinction that he quotes and rejects is would be correct, is as follows. And this is my own chiddush. Maybe I'm overstepping, but maybe, just maybe. Maybe the Rambam holds that if there is a what I will call a ma'aseh ishus, an act of marriage, some kind of act which relates to marriage, which transpires between the time that the husband appoints the sofer and the time that the sofer writes the get, that itself kills the lishma. Rambam is taking pains to say in this case it was nifta of the lishma because the yichud here came after the ksiv. But had the yichud come before the ksiv, perhaps he would say it's mafkia the lishma. And a precedent that such a thing as hafkas lishma pidin from halacha vav, where they weren't married yet. Here too, it's mafkia de lishma. Mafkia de lishma. This is my suggestion. So to explain, if I'm right, in Tes Chafei, why it's anal get. Okay? And it's explaining, v'mkosov v'nosla achash v'nesiach anima, anal get. That's a din d'oraisa. What kind of din d'oraisa is it? So everyone says before that we're afraid he's mevatel to get. That's what Torah's Gittin said. He said, Yesh lochus lebias, lebia memachem dika chashash bitl kshuva d'oraisa. But then why is Yahweh so absolutely unequivocal? Ain't no get. He should say, misafeg ain't no get. Maybe there was a bitl. So I want to make it out pidin. This is my own chiddush neuro, which if you don't accept, I understand you. But maybe this Chiddush Neimer is correct. He on the vato, the fact was a Maisa Ishus, even if there would be no beer, we don't know what went on in there, even if there would be no beer, even if there would be a beer with no formal bittul, it's how Pialocha considered to be a bittul, a Maisa Ishus between the appointment of the sofer and the writing of the get, by definition, is mafkir, the whole tzivui, is not considered to be an undoing of everything, is considered to be a get shenifl shalom lishmo. That's why it takes pains to say in Gimel Hay that the get is written before the yichud, turning nifl lishmo. That's obvious. No! It's coming to exclude case to where the get may be written lishmo on the brains of the sofer, but al pi alokas on lishmo, either because he wasn't married yet, Gimel Vav, or later on Teskafe, because there was a yichud between the Minui and the Ksivas Aget. Now it's interesting to note over here in Rabosai, in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, we spoke about before, Ram's Lashon is as follows. He told the Sofer L'ichshesa Eno Agarshena Unasa V'girshabo V'nichta V'nasa V'girshabo Eno Get. Notice the order. He wrote the get, married a single woman, and divorced her. That's the end of the get. Because it's not considered, it's not Bas Gerishin, it's not Lashem Gerishin. What if the order is reversed? He told him to write the get. Then he married her. And then the get was written. Mom didn't say anything about that case. He has Nichta Nisis V'Girsha. Didn't discuss Nisa Nichta V'Girsha. So what does that mean? That's the race of the Rambam. Well, if she's a betrothed woman, Hamalok Sobosalarusasi, Lichisha Eso Eno Agarshena, and the get was written first, and then Kinsa Vigirshabo is kosher. Why not? She was a Bas Gerishin from the beginning. Once again, nothing is mentioned over here if he would do what? If they would first be no say her, and then the get would be written. Not mentioned. Still say, that's a kavachom, it's kosher. Maybe, quite what I'm saying, just maybe, it would be no good. Be no good. Why? Because the Maisa Ishus intervened. This Maisa of Knisa, of Nisuin, intervened between the Ksiva Saget and the, between the Minoi and the Ksiva Saget. And if it's no good, even in the Sefer, kavachom is no good in the Reish. So I wanted to say shot around Perigimel. I did look at the back of the Frankel to look for help, and I found he looked, said that he quotes the Yad David, and I went to the library, and guess what? Opposite of me. He says that the Rama means exactly the reverse. That in the Reisha, he says, even in the Reisha, which is single, Nichtav Nisa V'Girsha is no good, but Nisa V'Nichtav V'Girsha would be good. You know, he commanded it at the time when she was single. That's a radical Kiddush. He himself says it's a radical Kiddush. And if you're not going to accept his Kiddush, maybe accept my Kiddush. It's also radical on the other side. Tum Faker. He didn't mention the case of Nisa V'Nichta V'Girsha, because that's going to be no good even in the case of the Sefer, where she was in Arusa before, because it was a Maisa of Nisuin which intervened between the Minui and the Ksiv. That's my radical pshat and Shita Saramam. I agree. But what I did establish so far, Abosai, is that we are partial to the Torah's Gittin's over and above the Ranska, because of the expression of Nifsal Aget. Nifsal Aget is an impression, not that there was a good get followed by a new marriage. That's not called Nifsal. According to the Torah's Gittin, no, there's a Nifsal. Why is there a Nifsal? Because of Get Yoshan. Because of Get Yoshan. That's what he means in Perek Tes Halacha Chafei. It's a case of Get Yoshin. What's the case? From before Nifsal Aget. Now we can go in between. I told you. The Torah's Gittin and the Rana light years apart. One says a new marriage with the Raisa, and one says a Psul, the Rabban of Get Yoshin. Can I have it in between you? I'd say, you know what it is? Shem Apiyas. Shem Apiyas. Get Yoshin is only a Psul, Lechatchila, the Alma, because of Gittin, Kalam, of Noah. We can have another Shash. Maybe the Rabbana, maybe the Raisa, whatever you want to call it, of Bittul Aget. But even if so, it would fit in better with the words of what? Hare Get Nifsa. I'm resistant to the Ran's Pshat, in which he says that Get Nifsa means it was a new marriage. It's not a Get Nifsa. A man divorced his wife and remarried, and the Get was never Nifsa. to marry again, but a new bracha that works, don't get nifsa. It doesn't fit with all the Rav Shah. Oh, this being the case, I did some more homework, and I found myself in deep, deep trouble. Perek Ches, can Ram open up, please? Perek Ches, Halacha Beis. It was on the Ma'am Makomos a long time ago. Perek Ches, Halacha Beis. What's there? Halamagarish al Tanai. Bain, you have to, it should be in the back by you. Bain, Sha'ama Me'achso. Bain, Sha'ama Im. Harezelo Yisyached Im Ishto. Kol Zmash, Lanuskayim, Atanai, Elamifnayed. That's the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel. I feel the shift for Evan. That's the mission we spoke about. I'm going Gimel. Then he says, "Vay dava yadua shenisiachad ima b'fnei shnei edim ki yechod. I feel the sky matnai." I thought I was so smart. I see it. Unbelievable. We have the gersa. I feel the sky matnai achar kach harei zu. Safek Megureshes Shema Bala Ubitel Aget Kmoshi is Bor Behalachos Eilu. What gears do you have in Rama? You have to say you have the same gears? Don't have a Franco Rama there? You have the Franco? Oh, see, here was where I got into such deep trouble, and I thought I was so smart, and I see all I have to do is pick up a regular Rama. Sometimes you outsmart yourself. Let me tell you my saga. I wish I had this before to be able to read the Mishnah Melach. Okay, but thank you. Better late than never. Should have asked you for it. We have the Gerson Rambam as follows. The Frankel. You look in the regular Rambam. Tell me if it's a bit similar. Okay? What does it say here? You look at this one. Ches Bey is the last line. I'm reading from the fancy one. Vadova Yadua. Shenisiachat Ima b'fnei Shnei Eden Ke'echot. Afilu La'acha Shenisiachat Matnai. Harezu Savim Gureshim and Nivla Batal Aget. So when I saw it, I thought I got the headache. Because here it's Ramam, the way we have the Gears in Frankel, I feel La Akash in the sky in Matanai, means after the time was fulfilled, there was a Bia or a Yichud, Sheva Nivla U Batal Aget. So again, something I told you until now. Because here you have the problem with the, it's not Batal Aget, it's a new Kiddushin. I was so depressed. And I found on the side, I thought I was such a smart fellow. On the side of the Frank Rambam, the first Rishon says not the way we have it in the Frank Rambam. The Siachet, Afilu the Akash in the sky Matnai. No! But how do you have it instead? The Siachet, Afilu in the sky Matnai Achakach. I'm assuming that's the correct here, so. If that's true, then we understand very well, Nivla Batlaget, it's because there's Batlaget. Batlaget because of Shemapias, right? These Shemapias, which would explain things very beautifully. So I didn't realize that what I thought I was discovered in America, it's a small, tiny print on the side of the Frankel. It's printed in every normal Rambam that everyone's had for the last 300 years. I guess it's called the first Rishon. I thought that's an old, ancient manuscript. I didn't realize it's in the regular Rambams. Okay? So there's a big difference between, again, I repeat, Frankel has Afilu La'achash Niskayim Matnai. And the old edition is Afilu what? Niskayim Matnai Achakak. That's quite a difference, not much the reverse. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Okay. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? I'm just realizing that. He says the Shulchan Aruch says, I asked this, you know, unfortunately, I made a little mistake in my Ma'am HaKomos, many more than one. But he says, since in Shulchan Aruch, and I know where it is in Shulchan Aruch, it's the Siman you saw, but not the Sif I asked you to see. Siman Kuf Mem Ches, Sif Beis. I asked you to see Sif Aleph, this is Beis. While I'm doing this, open to the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. So that's what we're going to have to turn our attention next. That's where this is coming from. We saw this Mishnah a long time ago. I said we'd come back, and we're back. We are back. Kuf Mem Chesiv Beis reads as follows. Lo Yisyachad Imo Kozmash in the sky Matnai Echad Shifcha Vadova Yadua Shem Yisyachad Imo Bifnei Shnei Eidim K ki'echad. V'ro'o hu v'hi osa. Afil n'skayim atnay achakach. How is the seventh megureshes shema bala ubitlaget? To me, this is a contradiction in terms, because the mechaber has the old girsa, and the old girsa is no new kiddushin. It's a bitlatnai, right? I feel in the sky matnai achakach, right? So the answer to the mechaber is as follows: on both sides. It goes back to what we spoke about before. The Rambam, they say, the same Shad Rambam goes to the mahalach that even a tnai of im is retroactive, or partially retroactive. When we talk about that by Rikis. So if the im is partly retroactive, even in the case of Niskayim Atnah HaKach, still, the problem, they say, is not a problem of Bittul, it's a problem of a new Kiddushin. I repeat, even though the Rambam's expression, I feel Niskayim Atnah HaKach, so you and I would say, that's not a new Kiddushin, that's ridiculous. How can it be a new Kiddushin? They haven't been divorced yet. What's the answer? They are divorced yet, in retrospect. Because the old works reaction, even in his reaction. So therefore, the problem of a new kiddushin, that even according to the old Geras, he says Napshat. That's why he said he added three words. For Rahu Vihi. What's Rahu Vihi? That the husband and wife saw the Eden. Because the Bia is not considered to be a valid Shishem kiddushin unless they know that they're being watched. Not through the window. We call it like we have Eri Yichud. They don't watch through the window. They don't know what goes on over there. But it's considered an Avedi Yichud. They have to know the Avedi Yichud. That's why I always spend the I tell them, see these guys? They're going to stand there. You know, so you should know that they're Avedi Yichud. It's very important to know that. In any event, Lania's Daiti, if I want to be correct and say that the pshat is that Bittul Hatzget must be not a new kiddushin, but a cancellation, you have to assume the Gears of Achakak, which the old print has and the Mechaber has, not the one that Frankel has featured, and say further than that, that's not really considered to be a new Kiddushin, as the Mechaber said it, but rather it's a cancellation, Bittul again. But the Mechaber is against this, I want to confess the truth. Now, Rabosai, having said all this, I come to a very important discussion. This is really a very important discussion. I told you to look in the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel. Very important Mishnah. This is where it comes from. With the Siach Arimo, Ele Bifnei Edim, Afilu Eved, Shifcha, the whole story. Now the big question, what is going on in this case? What is this case going on? What is the Mishnah told us? It's a text we saw a long time ago. What is this case going on? What happened over here? So Tosa says, well, is it going on a case of Mehayom and Mati? What is it? What's it going on? Is it a case of Im, Amanas, Stam? What's the case? So there's a the Rambam says that this was on the Mamakamas, Perek Tes, Halacha Yutes, that the days from the Sinas I get until death, Kimat Nayar is death, Megureshes lechol davar, uvulvad shelo yisyached ima. That's what the Rambam says. Uvulvad shelo yisyached ima. This being the case, I think again, it's talking about a bitul haget and not talking about a new kiddushin. One more time, the Rambam's lashon test your test mashma. It's a bitul haget. It's not a new kiddushin. So again, I'm against the mechaber, I can see, but I have to be honest. What can I do? Our Tosfos says in a get which is chal liachas man. Take a look here in the bottom of Tosfos and if I am gimel and aleph. Aber bezeg itich mehayom emati dereisha l'chul yam mehavi get meshas nesina. So therefore, if the get meshas nesina, the problem in the Mishnah is mishum cheshas kiddushin, and not because of get yoshan. Sherei kfoya get meshas nesina. All right, if it's the mafreya, that's clear. So what will happen if indeed it was chal? We call over here shoach as kodem yisasa. Shoach kodem yisasa. So the Tosfos in the last line. The Vada Rabbi Yehuda, who says that way, have a Tana Mishim get Yoshon. So what does Tosfos say is so? If you have a get, which is Chal Shoachas Kodem Misoso, okay? And there's a Bia in between, there's a Yichud, which is going to be a Bia in between, what's the problem? The worst case problem is what? Get what? Get Yoshon. Does the Rambam agree or disagree? The Chorambam is a terrible disagreement. Chorambam is saying, we saw the Rambam, that in a case where there's a Tanai of Im Omei Akshav, and there was a Yichud with a potential Bia in between, the Pashtus is that Eino Get, or if there's a Yichud, it's Eino Get, Shema Ba'ala U'Batala Get completely, Kamoshi is Boer. In Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, what's Kamoshi is Bar? Perek Tes, which we saw, some Halacha is Perek Tes, Halacha Yutes, Halacha Chafei. That's what I'm saying on the side of the Frankel, they tell you that, that's what he means. Why am I saying all this? I'm saying this for a reason. I told you I had this kuntras here, which somebody wrote, I'm not sure exactly who wrote it, I don't sign it, I'm not sure who wrote it, about what to do in the case of Alzheimer's. I told you the terrible story we had. The young man with Alzheimer's, Hashem Yerachem, and as a woman was such a young woman, her face had been a guna for 40 years, he sinks into a state of Nebuch where he can't give, he can no longer give again. Terrible story. So you know what he says to do? Unbelievable psak. I'm giving you a quotation. Nivesh ha-pitaron, I'm going to have to read it in the Sfaradit, because otherwise it's not going to come out right. It's in the modern Hebrew. Ha-pitaron in ha-bayot, ha-hilchatiyot, Hayotel kalot, who? Litain get the achaz man. Kigon. Sheitan get sheyochel bepam o achrona sheye royal legarish, lifne sheye bematzav sheeno kashir. To a new fancy Hebrew word. We call it kasher. You know. Kashir, litain get. Not a kashir. Kashir, you know, that's those modern Hebrew words. Vuhu tzarich litein lo nemanus shelo yefayetz v'gam yishov ha-shvua chamura shelo yevat lasaget the achas man ish shefius when he's no longer clear lo yisyach et shuv v'mishto slash gushoso. That's the psak. The b'ayin ish shalaylan. Is this a get bottle according to the Rambam? No? He's writing a get. The get is being written. Right? He gives it the get. The get is chal yachas man. And he's having a beer in between. On a regular basis. Wouldn't that be a get bottle? According to the Rambam, we just read it. Perek Ches Halacha Beis. Comes the author and says, no, you made a big mistake. Look carefully in the Rambam. Perek Ches Halacha Beis is talking about a get with a tnai. Tanai of Im, Tanai of Me'akshav. That's where a Bia is going to kill the get, potentially mid the Oraisa. But we're not suggesting that, says this author. We're suggesting a get li'achazman. And with respect to a get li'achazman, no such halacha was found. Get li'achazman is fundamentally different from the get al Tanai. That is the main thrust of the second page of this tshuva. How does he know it's true? Well, Ram never said so. Never said faker. You know, it's a negative proof. In Perek Ches, he says something megureshes. Get out tonight. With Perek Tes, Kasheru Kosei Besadina Get Leachas Man Who Ain't a Kosev Kain! Exclamation point. He never said it. So what? So what, I never said it. Who said it's true? Maybe he didn't have to say it. Maybe even in that kind of case, the get will be bottled. So I was wondering, this sounds too clever. Because he didn't say it. I have to confess, I looked once, because I very rarely look, but I figured I have to, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, just don't lose your look there. I look up in the encyclopedia of Talmudis. I figured he's going to find me, what's the din over here? He'll find it. So I looked up Get Yoshim. the very end of the piece of Ketuvos Yosef, he says, you know where you look? Don't look in some far-flung province somewhere. He said, look in the Pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam, on this Mishnah. We never look at Pirush of Mishnayos. My brother said, open up, please, to the Pirush of Mishnayos on Mishnah and give a look. Unbelievable. Where you can never know where it is. It's after the rush, usually, you know? Yeah, we have a different version. But I looked in the Kapach too, it's the same thing. I already know not to trust this edition, it's critical. It's the, for this, those who have this regular, normal Gemara, Peret Shvi, it's the end of the second column on this page, the last full paragraph. Lotus Yachet, it starts. Mima Sharoi Shateda, Shakol Anosin Get Altnai. What are the next four words? Next four words. Oh, get alzman. Eino mutalolis yachadimo. Kolosin alzman. Elashiyya porosh bimena mishas ksivas aget. Vecholzman sheidu shneyedim. Shenis yachadimo. Haget botel. End of quote. Sounds very clear. The Pirush of Mishnayos that he holds exactly the opposite of this tshuva. That a get lachazman, what he calls a get alzman, is exactly the same as the get altnai. That there was a bia after the get was written, before the before the get is chal, that is a bit to like it. Get bottle. Get bottle. Now he also quoted a source, I haven't looked it up, and you can get it for me if I'm not the base manager has it. He says, Shuvas about Ram ben Aramba. They have it in the base manager? Anybody know? The different editions. This is a Freiman edition. Simon Kuf Vav and Kuf Zayin. Says it. Okay, we'll talk after Shia, how we'll get it. I just didn't have a chance to get it. Okay, so therefore this tshuva, Lanias Daiti, is very difficult. Very difficult. However, the tshuva itself says, what about Get Yoshin? How can I even make us a Get Yoshin for sure? Well, he says like this, go to Peretzah. A get yashin doesn't apply so much nowadays. Why not? Now we always give Eidim Asira. We always give it Bezdin. And they can make a call as to when the get actually took place. So the chashash of Gita Chanel of No is not as serious as it used to be, number one. Number two, shasat chak in the Evidami. It's such a terrible shasat chak. Says Rav Moshe asked it. He tells us, look at Rav Moshe, Chelek Aleph, not the one I asked you to see. Simon Kuf Mem Zion. Moshe asked it based upon the beforeshit that we just read. Kuf Mem Ches Siv Beis Lo Yisiachanimo. Kol Megarshat Tnai Lo Yisiachanimo. And the Mishnah Brurah and the Beis Shmuel says in Sifkot Vov Afilu Shchivara Nota Lamos Vego says also this Yachet Kol Tshuvas Harashba. Can't. So Rav Moshe goes to the Din Mefurish, says this tshuva, that's only by a get al tnai. But the Achaz Man is different. Ooh, so that's the obvious question. Rav Moshe finds Yinushas, no? Yinushas, would you say Yinushas? Yeah, Yinushas, good. So why didn't he, there was a similar case over there. There was a case of a man who was happily married for 50 years, and he was very sick, and there was a brother, he had a brother, and she was afraid of the case of Yibum, and he wouldn't show up, etc. So they wanted to suggest, you rather get the achas, get out tonight. You know, get out tonight. So Rav Moshe says, you can't do it, because they can't be together. So why didn't Rav Moshe come up with this brilliant suggestion that he's so brilliant? If he's so brilliant, why is Rav Moshe more brilliant? Rather get the achas man. That's an interesting terror to give us. Believe it, but it's an interesting terror. As the reason why you can't get the Achaz Man in that case is very simple. We're afraid What's it going to be? Chal? Shoach has called him Misas. So he says, you know, it's not going to work. This man has a heart condition, right? And he wants to lead a normal married life until he dies. We wish him luck. He live for 50 more years. He may live only another 10 minutes. He has a heart condition. Says this tshuva, he will not be able to have relations with his wife because we're afraid, as the Gemara puts it back on Chaf Ches and Gittin, Shema Meis Lo Chashina, Shema Yomas Chashina, he can die a minute. If he dies a minute, so the minute that he's with his wife is the Shachas Kodem Misaso. So he's with a single woman. Because, in retrospect, she was divorced that second. There have been known to be cases of men, forgive me, I don't want to insult anybody here, men who have suffered heart attacks because of the strain of the relations with a woman. I don't want to say because you're probably too young to remember. Was a famous national political personality, very famous, and one of the highest offices in the country, before Clinton, when everything goes. This is a time when people were officially supposed to be more circumspect, and he had this super fancy townhouse somewhere in down, you know, midtown Manhattan, I think in the 50s, 60s, or one of those, you know, the Upper East Side poshes there. And what happened was, he had a wife, but he also had a female friend, and you know, he wasn't just a plain guy. Apparently, he died in the bed with the female friend, and it was given a gun to Tumble there to cover up. So, I'm only telling you this because it happened. So at this point, the tshuva is not off. Because this guy has a heart condition, he can't be with his wife, because he's going to have a get, Shachas Kodem Misaso, so they end up, and Khalil died of a heart attack, Bemtza Maisa, and he'll end up being over in an Isser. But here, in Alzheimer's, which is a gradual thing, doesn't happen in one split second, so therefore, they say, we can have this Eitza.
How can Ramban
be called the Pishma Shana? I mean, how can Ramban be called the Pishma Shana? Ramban wasn't talking about the Akhazma, only talking about him. They're only pimpling or going through Rav Moshe's mind. Why didn't Rav Moshe talk about Lachazan if we're so smart? They say, well, the reason they didn't mention it's obvious, because you have this chashash. Probably the real truth is they didn't mention it because it's the same thing as Naiva, right? A Pirish Mishnah is the Rambam. So Rav Moshe is a Pirish Mishnah is too. So you and I don't look there. So therefore, this Shuva, Lanias Daiti, is a very serious, has a very serious flaw. I couldn't recommend it. But the question now, what do you do? It's very easy, you know, to say, don't do it. Should be on a gluna for 40 years. Yes, Yehuda. Rav Herzog said, he's quoted here saying, that maybe get yosh not so serious nowadays. The olden days, a man would give a get, and the giver got basically in front of two people. No one knew about it, and they didn't see it, weren't around. There was no record of it, and therefore the only record that existed was the get itself. So people would see the divorce. They'd only see the get with the date on the get, and say, "Give the kind of no." B'sman hazeh, we have a bezdin, and the bezdin writes a petur, and the petur they write the date when the get is given, not the day when the get was written. So therefore, it's to be known to the whole wide world that the get attack was given at a later date. That's what he says. So it's a nice svara. I'm not saying it's a nice svara. Can't say no. Can you rely upon it by itself? I don't know, but they quote it. So what do you do for this poor situation, this terrible situation? What do you do? So the case existed. This is a real case. This was not just written as in the Weltarein. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we will begin by discussing what happen and what the various options are, and we'll speak a little bit about these inyanim, and then I will want to talk a bit about the dukim and marriages as well. How we divide exactly, I haven't decided.